In a few minutes, new information on the ethics of drones fitted with onboard weapons that could be used by police. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the U.S. Department of Transportation is now investigating Southwest Airlines for its meltdown over the holidays. It's about whether Southwest had overscheduled going into the crush. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has details.
The Transportation Department says at one point between Christmas and New Year's, Southwest canceled almost two-thirds of its flights. DOT says those disruptions were not due to winter weather. It's looking into whether the airline scheduled more flights than it could handle. The department says that would be an unfair and deceptive practice. Southwest says it's cooperating with the investigation, and there were problems with the software it uses to schedule crews after there have been flight disruptions. Southwest says its budgeted more than $1 billion for investments, upgrades, and maintenance of its IT systems. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Later today, we'll hear about home sales in December with a recession in the housing market underway. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman now with more on the possibility for a turn in the market.
Soaring interest rates last year really put a crimp in housing. Potential buyers pulled out of the market as the rate on the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage more than doubled to peak around 7% back in November. But mortgage rates have now fallen back to just above 6%. Economist Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders expects rates to fall further this year, which he says will boost confidence among builders. Meanwhile, home prices have plateaued and are now declining in some markets.
That is going to price in a lot of home buyers, particularly frustrated first-time buyers.
Persistent strong demand for housing convinces analyst Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors that the current economic slowdown won't be very severe.
We're pretty bullish that the U.S. will stay out of recession, primarily because we have a resilient housing sector and a shortage of housing.
The National Association of Home Builders estimates the U.S. is short 1.5 million new homes to meet current demand. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Checking stock index futures for the S&P, they're up 0.2%. For the NASDAQ, they're up 0.6%. Dow futures are down slightly, 22 points. Later this morning, we'll get the government's headline reading for economic growth. Despite higher interest rates, there's still expected to be moderate growth, perhaps at an annual rate of 2.3% for October to December. Gross domestic product measures money changing hands and should not be confused with measures of well-being. Now to the ethics of putting weapons on small, maneuverable flying objects to subdue dangerous people with what's designed to be non-lethal force, and then to try to use these taser drones to protect schools. A law enforcement tech company called Axon a few years ago asked its own ethics board on artificial intelligence for input. The board spent a year studying a prototype program and ended up deciding that putting tasers on drones was not a good idea. Now, some weeks later, after the mass shooting at the school in Uvalde, Texas, Axon decided to keep the idea on the table, in part to protect police officers who, with normal tasers, have to get quite close to targets. With a big policing technology convention, TaserCon, going on in Las Vegas this week, we checked in with investigative journalist Dina Temple Raston, host of the technology and security podcast called Click Here. She obtained new details about the original ethics reports. Hey, Dina.
Hey there, David.
You got a hold of a document, an internal report from this Axon Ethics Board. Why was this board so concerned and this report so concerned about this taser drone operation?
Well, at the root of it is they weren't sure that officers could be trusted to use a taser drone properly. There are 18,000 law enforcement agencies in the U.S., and the concern was that there wouldn't be enough of a check. Here's the former chair of that ethics board, Barry Friedman.
There was a group of us that were just concerned that as well as we could design this, and if designed well, as much as we believed it was something the world could benefit from, we couldn't trust the overall variance in policing to make this a commercially viable product.
Now, I should say here that Friedman is also the faculty director of the policing project at NYU Law, so he's studied this a lot. And he said that the board just ended up thinking that the entire concept of weaponized drones was a little too dystopian.
And this idea for flying tasers for schools has been circling around for a bit.
It has. I mean, this is something that Axon CEO Rick Smith first brought up in the aftermath of Uvalde. And we spoke to another AI ethics board member about this. She's a community organizer in Chicago, and her name is Nicole Jordan McBride. And she said that when you looked at it closely, even the idea of putting drones in schools just didn't make sense. Here's what she said.
So now we're talking about literally putting a drone in every single school across America. I thought about the amount of money that would be, you know, I thought about the over-surveillance of that.
And the surveillance question is something that kept coming up as the board talked about this as well. These drones would require a host of cameras and other surveillance tools that a lot of people say don't belong in schools and are an incredible invasion of privacy.
Now, the idea seemed to fall out of the headlines last year. Do you have any indication it might be gaining traction here in 2023?
Well, Axon hosted a conference in Las Vegas this week. They call it something called TaserCon. And the CEO helped lead a presentation on drones during this conference. And he said that Axon had partnered with a number of drone companies. And then separately, they've announced that they've been engaging teachers and school administrators on the idea. Now, we should mention that Axon didn't agree to an interview with us, but they did say in a statement that school drones is still just an idea and not a product yet, and that it's a ways away. But based on the company's announcements and public posture, the idea of taser drones certainly isn't dead yet.
All right. Taser drones for schools. Dina Temple-Raston is host of Click Here, a podcast about the world of cybersecurity and intelligence. Dina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The 10-year interest rate, looking at the bond market here, is up slightly, 3.48%. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.